Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight I'm going to be presenting all kinds of things, as I usually do, but I am going to also present tonight, I did an interview with Ty on energy, on the energywellness.com, True Quantum Healing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of the show. I'm going to wet your whistle, what we talked about and how we got on the jumping topic. We got on a bunch of different things, and I'm going to explain a little bit about how the jumping can work and how, you know, how they initiated it at one time with controlling rabbits in Australia. And essentially, you're the rabbit. You are the rabbit. See, the governing bodies of at the time came to Australia from the UK, and they brought with them rabbits, but they didn't bring the predator. They didn't bring the foxes or the wolves or anything that would prey on the rabbits. So what wound up happening, they brought them so they go hunting for sport. So what wound up happening is the rabbits overran Australia. By the time they brought the foxes back, the predators back, there was just too many rabbits for the foxes to catch up to. So what they did is they initiated a program, the injectable jumper, where they would inject a few hundred rabbits, release them into the field, and they would then transfer the pestilence that these rabbits were carrying from one rabbit to another. So, you know, they mated, they got close together, they huddled, whatever. So then it wiped out the population drastically. This is the same concept, except we're no longer passing anything other than an operating system. And everybody's got to start thinking in these terms. You're not, okay, we've heard all kinds of bullshit about pine and this and that and sodium chloride. They are not going to stop an operating system. I'm sorry, but these guys were propagating this, in my humblest opinion, are shills or selling pills. They're not giving you adequate information. They're either really ignorant of what's really happening, or they're just the biggest con people going on the planet. You decide. But you're not going to stop an operating system by giving somebody a salt, number one. Sodium chloride is a salt. It actually acts as an electrolyte, which then would also act as a superconductive, so that it could even expand the material into the body because of the electrical conductivity that this thing can produce in the system, which this stuff would use gladly in order to propagate its program. And the other one, it's not going to stop the shedding. It's not going to stop anything like this. This is such bullshit. The operating system has, to give you an example, and I speak about this, there's been people that were injected with polio 30 years ago, the polio vaccine, that are still shedding to this day. I heard today, someone said, oh, it's supposed to stop in 2 months. Really? If it stops in 2 months, it's because the people that were shedding are dead. Now, I was just watching a little statistic a little while ago, and the statistic was propagating who died, you know. And it seemed like the average death range was between in the teens, early 20s, till mid-30s up to 50. I thought that was a little odd. I thought it was a little odd because there were a couple of 60-year-olds and older, and they wiped out a whole bunch of old folks' homes. We saw that at the very beginning. But I was taking particular attention to the fact that the numbers that they were targeting were the young, those that were ready to make babies, and those that were just getting past menopause or andropause, and into that 50 range. Like, they're wiping out a big chunk of the population in that age group. Now, the elderly people, I figured out the reason why they were going after them anymore, because they figured they're going to die anyway. So we'll save the drugs We'll save the vaccines for those people that are, because there's more younger people popping up, and there's more people in that mid-range age. So that's how I was interpreting that. Now, I could be wrong in that interpretation, but that's what it surely seemed like. So it looks like, and they're basing things on a model, and I'll get into that in a little bit. Right now, I'm going to play a little bit of the interview, so you guys can listen to it a little bit, and hopefully it might help some of you. All right, here we go. Here we are going. Okay, what happened now? I always get this with these things. You know, I test them to play, whatever, and I guess it now doesn't want to work. Okay, give me a second here. Okay, I'm going to try to get this up and running. Let me refresh the page. All right, let's see if that'll make a difference. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Whoop. Ha! It never fails, you know. Every time I go to play these things. All right, let's see what happens. Well, I'll give it a minute. Maybe it needs to buffer a little bit. But, yeah, and then the other thing, too. The more you look at this whole situation, you ever wonder why that our constitutions, our charters, our civil liberties are being just swept under the rug? Did it ever occur to you? Are any of you thinking along these lines? Churches are being shut down. Ministers are being fined, thrown in jail. I mean, seriously. Preachers, and then you got this the status quo on pretty much nothing. It amazes me how the civil liberties that we have today are being completely overtaken and without any bullets being shot today, without any kind of warfare, we are all caving in. Can you imagine that? Caving in to this kind of despotic government takeover. It's amazing to me. It's just amazing that they have been able to, with fake statistics, a major deception, created a dynamic to override their civil liberties, which, again, if you sit there and think about it, they're just privileges. That's all they really are. We don't have any rights. We never did. That the whole concept of us having rights, you know, that just was just fluff up our ass, basically. So when we're looking at the events that are unfolding in Canada and the United States, it's not going to, how would you put it, no one's going to be missed here. Everybody's going to be hit. Everybody. So when we look at some of this nonsense that's going on, oop, here we go. Here we go, hold on.
Okay.
They did this back then, way back then. So when they are injecting 2/3 of the population like they've done in the United States, and you heard your president saying, oh, by July 4th, we want 70% of the population injected. Well, it's already happened. Okay, this is all a bunch of rhetoric and a bunch of nonsense. So when you're going to a store, to give you a perspective, and you got, this guy got Pfizer, this one's got AstraZeneca, this one's got Johnson & Johnson, this one's got Moderna, and you walk in and you're not vaccinated, they will all hop, poof, Now, we've heard about the spike protein, haven't we? All about spike protein.
Yes, that is what they're calling it, and I've suspected since knowing you that there's other... different depth to that concept.
It's not a spiking of a protein. It's a protein that is engaging with the other proteins from the different vaccines. So now you got the protein from the engineered DNA, and then you got the proteins from the synthetic DNA. Now they're designed to interface and interact with each other. And then when that happens, you got a whole new set of variables that are coming out that they're calling a quote-unquote variant. This is where the variants are coming from. It's not that they're coming from some strain of, hooey-jeeby and haba-haba. It's coming from the actual people getting injected with the different strains. So when I did a show with a woman from the UK, a nurse in the UK, the first shot she got was AstraZeneca. The second shot they wanted to give her was from the Johnson & Johnson. So they were already mixing these vaccines in people. This is an experiment. This is just that's all it is. So this jumping can occur. So now you're in a grocery store, walking down the aisle. Bunch of people are there. Now a bunch more people are going to be there. Okay, so your mask isn't going to stop nothing. You never have, and they don't. If this was a virus, which all it was is influenza A and influenza B based on the 7 university studies done in the United States. If this is all it was, we should all hugged and kissed each other, got sick together for 10 days, came out of it with a stronger immune system. But since they never isolated this at all, according to the media, China said they couldn't do it, America said they couldn't do it, Canada said they couldn't do it, Europe said, so nobody knows what this is. How can they create a vaccine with something that they've never identified? That's the first thing that everyone should be thinking.
Right.
Second thing is, if we had a 99.6% survival rate from this corona, because initially that's what it was called, right, corona, and then we jumped from corona to COVID, and then from COVID to variant. So what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with they can't keep the lie straight. So if we all got hit with the corona, we have a 99.6% chance of surviving this. Why do we need to be injected? Because it's a program operating system that they want to put in everybody, so they can create. So basically, it's a walking time bomb. Oh, you're getting too old. You're getting close to your pension. You're getting, you don't want to comply. That's what happened to Wuhan. People don't remember this, but Wuhan, they had been injected 3 months before we even seen that footage. So what was killing them wasn't this corona. What was killing was the remote control or the kill switch. That's why.
So in Wuhan, they had gotten shots a couple months before, and then they turned into 5G, pulled the switch, and that's when the people
6G,
dropped.
I think more 6G than 5G.
Whatever
remote control frequency they use, because they were already injected. So, see, what triggered it with me is I saw a guy running. Now, that first, I'm a herbalist. I'm a guy that works with orthomolecular. I work with nanobiology. I work with, people with...
How long have you been herbalist?
Ancient. At least 30 years. 30.
Okay, at least. So you've been around the block for a long time.
I remember when cancer was the big boogeyman, and we used to see 85% of people recover from that. So, this has been going on for quite some time.
Yeah, okay. So
when you're seeing a guy running, he's supposed to have a flu.
Right.
I ain't never seen anybody run with a flu. I see people crawl to the toilet just to take a piss so they can get that out, and then crawl back.
Everything hurts so much, and you can't see, you can't breathe. There's no way
guys running. You're
lucky to make it to the fridge for some soup.
pretty much. Yeah, and you're up chucking your cookies most of the time. This guy's running full gallop, and he gets about maybe 6-7 steps, and all of a sudden goes, says, okay, let's play that again. What am I seeing here? I had to see that a couple times before I realized that this was all remote control. So with this jumping, and you got Moderna jumping with Pfizer, creating a new dynamic, or you got AstraZeneca jumping with Johnson & Johnson creating a new dynamic, or you got all of them jumping together creating a new dynamic. We are going to see hell, literally. And, okay, because I know this is happening, I understand the dynamics of this genetics and this and the way they're programmed, and you'll get all kinds of people, you know, trying to shoot me down, shoot me down, shoot me down. It seems like every time I say something and they shoot me down, I get verified afterwards. And that's not braggadocio. It's just that because I see the nature of this thing based on the nanobiotech that I play with.
You've been studying this very hard for at least 13, 14 years. You've been reading military documents. You've been reading university documents, science white papers. You've been reading the corporations publish about this technology. So in many ways, you have a much more well-rounded education about nanotech than even most scientists, because they're just going to study one little tiny little itty-bitty part of it.
Being affected with nanopoisoning, that brought a whole new realm of a wake-up call, because, again, we never had that before either.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then having to work with it for so long, and then to have to come up with a solution, a real solution, not some of the bullshit that you hear, you know, drinking some borax and vinegar and all this other horseshit. That total nonsense. You know, you're never going to stop a program using borax or vinegar, especially when vinegar, the apple cider vinegar, has nanotechnology in it.
Right.
Again, some of the stuff that you're hearing on the internet is our taking alfalfa pills and that came out even 13 years ago, and they're still propagating it. It was bullshit. That is bullshit now. So you're dealing with an operating system that's integrated with a genetic code. Okay, think of your GMO seed. This would be the easiest way to express this.
Yes.
You have a GMO seed. If you go watch, I forget the name of the video, but anyway, they show you how they genetically engineer a seed. They take a seed, that's your seed, okay? And they hit it with an electrical charge, zap. Now what happens is they insert inside a gold pod. That gold pod is a programmed nanoparticle, nanopod. Can hold up to a terabyte of data. So what winds up happening is when that seed's enzymes become active, what are enzymes? Proteins.
Okay.
Peptides. That's what they are. Okay. When those proteins get activated, they activate the program, the sequence of the program in that pod, and that pod tells those proteins what to do. Okay. Make a pesticide, make plastic, you know, increase vitamin A, decrease this. Whatever you want it to do, it will do, because now I've given that the operating system, the program, and the directive to carry out whatever you want it to do.
Yes, and that's an important point. There was a agency or a military guy talking in front of other military guys who is very expert at the nanotechnology, and basically said once you program the cell nucleus, you can get to produce petroleum products, anything you want.
Anything.
A lot of people. So nanotechnology can get your cell to produce any substance it wants. Inorganic.
Inorganic as well.
Yeah.
Inorganic as well. Okay, you got corn growing out in the field right now that's growing plastic. Looks like corn, but it's all plastic. Okay. They figured they could grow you can take fungi, you can take bacteria, you can take algae, take mold, mm-hmm. you can add nanotechnology to it, you can program that mold to produce gold nanoparticles, silver nanoparticles, the sky's the limit. And when you put it in a 3D printer, think of the 3D printer as a teleportation device in the Star Trek episodes. They'll beam you up, Scotty, that's what that is. It's exactly what, and you can transfer that information from one printer to another. Okay, so you can do the same thing now with nanotechnology, because if you go look at the Rice University and look under telephoresis, they tell you they can now transmit a signal anywhere, and look at all these towers and cell phones everybody has, and they can directly assault anybody anywhere, or they can activate this nano to do whatever they want it to do. So this is no longer a sci-fi scenario. This is a psi reality, and they are now going after the DNA. And so when they're talking all this bullshit about Oh, there's another one that said that the nano cannot be affected by it's a low frequency thing. That's such horseshit too. Again, this is what
nano can't be. I don't know, but I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, some doctor came out and made this comment. Again, inexperience is stupid. Okay, anything can affect the operating system, whether it's a high pitch, low pitch, high frequency, low frequency, in between frequency. It can be hit with AM, FM. It can be hit RF, LEF. It can be hit with all kinds of stuff. And it can be hit with light, photonics, cymatics, Li-Fi, Wi-Fi. Anything can activate this.
Yep. And if you're using scalar, that goes right through all matter.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Okay. Or even if you're looking at the 6G. 6G is the same thing because it's a dual frequency, infrared and microwave. It goes through everything. So, and when you get hit with 6G... The 6G goes through your body 4 inches. The infrared takes it in, and the microwave follows it. And what happens is your cells, your fat cells, this is why they're selling you all these hydrogen products, because the microwave hits these fat cells, releasing the hydrogen, increasing the impact of those frequencies cutting through you and causing severe damage. And now if you have an operating system inside of you and you're activating that operating system to further compromise your DNA so that you don't release a immune response, or it alters the DNA to produce another response to further accentuate the assault, that's where you are. And that's a pretty tough thing to block, I gotta tell you, because the only thing that blocks 6G is brass. So you might want to look at thinking about using brass as a, and brass is not cheap. So just so you know. So when it comes to the genetic aspect of this, once it gets in, it looks for your helix, and this is your helix. Okay, that's you. That's your identifier. That's your antenna. Now you become a super antenna over the last 3 or 4 decades because of all the nano you've either been breathing in, eating, or drinking. Okay, so now this is attached to all different parts of your body. So all it takes now is a signal of any kind to activate that. Now you have an injection. What happens? It looks for your helix. It's going in. Now, it's the thing that they got everybody confused on. mRNA is the message. It's the program. But that can't get into your DNA unless it has an access. So they've got to be putting in there at least either XNA, LNA, PNA, or some other nucleic acid so that when it comes to your helix, it doesn't send an immune response to take that out. It says, oh, it's one of us. And it allows that interface to happen. And then what happens is then the program is now injected into the helix, and now you begin to whatever happens.
Make machines. So yeah. just for the listeners, XNA, was it PNA you said, LNA? These are all synthetic types of DNA, basically.
Yeah, well, PNA can be, XNA is a synthetic that's designed to replicate your DNA, xenic nucleic acid.
Okay.
PNA is a protein, nucleic acid. LNA, I forget what the L stands for, but that one actually locks on to the protein and allows that protein then to become altered. Okay. So they all have a protein aspect to them, or a access point to the DNA. And so once that gets in there, that's when the instructions are passed in. That's when the mRNA gets in. Now, if you've got Moderna, which is mRNA, and you got AstraZeneca, which is the modified DNA, and you have two people
of something. A DNA of something, right? Because it's not a virus.
Yeah.
It's unknown, yeah. Right?
DNA. We're just talking DNA. Program. Program.
Yep.
Program. Not virus. Program. Program designed to shut down your immune system. A program designed to have your DNA malfunction, a program to assault your genetic code. Okay, maybe they want to make you a transhuman, maybe they want to turn you into a super soldier, maybe they want to turn you into a goyim, maybe they want to turn you into a dirt bag, you know, maybe they want to just use your body to make parts.
Yeah,
you know, you manufacture gears, who knows, Tootsie Rolls, whatever, you know, the idea, well, kind of crude, but you know, the idea is the it gets in, and now you got the two talking. Okay, Moderna and AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, which is also a modified genetic, with Pfizer, which is also an mRNA. So you got all, and now what happens when they all get together? They're all designed to interface. They're all designed to integrate. They're all designed to alter and change and activate the DNA to do whatever. And so now we have variants. Now we have variants. And remember, Pfizer has even said this, that the injections that they have put into people are designed to hop to inject the next person. Okay, like a vaccination.
Herd immunity sort of thing?
The idea is, yeah, I mean, that's where they're getting it from. So if I, like I said, we got 10 people and you inject one, they'll all get injected because it's hopping. Boom, 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 boom.
Right. So in their literature, it says that it's designed to hop.
Yeah, you can go look it up. You can look it up. Now, everyone's saying, well, I don't want my DNA altered. Well, nobody, right, mine does. I'm happy being me. I'm happy the way God made me, so I'm cool with that, you know.
Right, exactly.
So, the idea is now, you got to put a barrier between you and the people around you. Now that Mr. Biden has said, oh, everybody can go out and play now, as long as you got your shot, you don't need a mask. The mask doesn't do anything anyway. If there was a virus, a virus are on nanoscales. The mask is on a micro scale. The hole looks like this to a virus. And the virus, this would be the equivalent. See that point? Okay, that's the hole in the mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Thousands of them would get into a hole.
Yeah.
So
a year ago, people were using the analogy, yeah, I like to stop mosquitoes with chicken wire.
Yeah, same idea.
Yeah, like, oh yeah.
Same real idea. Yeah, I'm going to put an electrified fence with holes this big so a mosquito can get through. As an exercise in futility, that was. And all it did was poison people's respiratory system. That's all that shit did. So now, it's going to allow everybody to go out. Everyone's going to go, yay! Now, this is the problem everyone's going to have. Go to a clothing store. Person grabs a shirt, tries it on. They put it back. They don't take those shirts out to wash, hang them right back up.
No, they don't. Good point.
Okay. Dry pair of pants. You go to a secondhand store. Okay. You don't know who wore what, and you don't know if they washed them or not. So now you put on a pair of pants, try them on. Go to a grocery store, walking down the aisle, you grab a can of corn, but you don't know something else has picked up that can of corn and put it back. How about a potato? How about a carrot? See, this is not fear mongering. This is being prepared for war, because they are warring against mankind here.
Indeed.
These people that talk this nonsense about your fear mongering, really?
No, you and I know that, like, even a year or so ago, like, the first thing I read from a Russian paper, I even think they sent that to you, they shot up a bunch of Ukrainian soldiers of some vaccine trial thing, and they all dropped dead.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's been, if you've been paying attention, it has been kind of a slaughter. Elderly, young suicide, I mean, the deaths of, from not the viral or thing, but the actual side effects of this whole pandemic psyop has been killing tons and tons of people. So I mean, it's not being alarmist, it's being real. It's like, this is a big problem that everybody on the planet is going to have to deal with, because there's no place to run, there's no place to hide, it's affecting everybody, all islands, I mean, they got their hands in
it. It's inescapable, just like trying to find organic. It's impossible to do that today. You're not going to find anything organic unless you grow it yourself indoors in a greenhouse. It's the only way you're going to find anything organic today.
Yeah.
Same idea. So when you're looking at what's going on, and these people that always talk about fear-mongering, oh, you're fear-mongering. Really? Am I fear-mongering? Okay, obviously you either don't understand genetics and how genetics works, or you're an idiot, because they have been, like you said, been killed. You know what I read yesterday?
We can prove you're not fear-mongering. Do you know people that have died, gotten sick, and gone insane, have irreparable damage from this last year? And the answer is yes. You're getting calls all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly. Emails. I mean, you send me some, you know, what you have to deal with. It's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not fear mongering. You have to deal with it. So, I mean, I deal with it a little different way energetically, but we're dealing with a terrible situation.
I'm putting this out there so when people hear that fear mongering thing, they'll start thinking, well, obviously this person doesn't have the insight or education or understanding what really is up and down here. Or you're being hit with a shill of some kind. And again, be aware of the shills that sell the pills. Because there's a lot of shills that will sell you whatever bullshit today to get you to believe, you know, oh, you're going to be protected by taking this herb. I got news for you. It's genetics you're dealing with, not a virus, not a bacterium, not a fungi, not a mold, not an algae. You're dealing with a program, whether it's coming from a frequency, from a tower, your cell phone, Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi. That's what you're dealing with, and the activation of this. So,
and these companies do advertise it as a software program. I mean, they're not hiding it. It's not making it up. They're advertising it right on the website.
What was I reading today? Moderna said that the genetic engineering of the genome was a upgrade or a they called it something
like a BIOS upgrade or
kind of something like that or a
software fix.
that's it right there. Software fix. That's not the exact term they use, but that's what they meant. Yeah. Wow. Okay, I read today or yesterday. A doctor got a hold of a report from the CDC, an actual report, and the report stated that we're seeing 4,200 people a day dying in North America. That's Canada, United States, you know, people dying from these injectables. 120,000 plus people a month just from these injectables. That's not including the side effects. You know, people committing suicide or whatever. That's just the injectable. So, do you really trust your government? That's the next question that you should be asking yourself. Do they have your best interests at heart? I don't think so. And the closer you are to retirement, you're next.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what else about the jumping and the injectables that we haven't covered? What can we tell the listeners? Anything else?
Okay, we got that part. We know that you're walking in the mind field. So now we got to use the anti-mind.
Okay, I just figured I'd give you guys a little sample of what we're interviewing. And we gave solutions to. I gave solutions. But I want you to go to Ty's site. The link will be there. It'll be energywellnesspodbean.com, episode 81, Jumpers. Anyway, the link will be there. I think it's in a... hold on. Better put the whole thing in there. Anyway, so you're listening to this reality check. You know, they... true story. My uncle, he served in Vietnam back when the war was going on. And he said when he was in Vietnam, they had warned him that if he seen a can of Coke, a Hershey's bar, Nestle's chocolate bar wrapper, or anything that looked like it was made in America, not to touch it. Because you got to remember, there were a lot of American soldiers over there at the time. There were Canadian soldiers as well. So they were warned not to touch the candies, anything that even looked like it was American, a softball, a baseball glove, anything they saw lying around. Because the enemy had put there these things in place because they're familiar. And because they were familiar, it would have been not unusual for a soldier to pick it up and just say, wow, because it would have reminded him of back home. So the moment he would have picked it up, he would have triggered an explosive and it would have killed him or her. So my point is this. This is what they've done again. We are not dealing with a government, any government, on any level that is there to keep you and protect you. In fact, the global government now is the UN, and the UN is now asserting its power in every country to take over, to be able to control and regulate and rule every country. And what will happen eventually, I think, is any country that doesn't capitulate to the UN's manifest are probably going to be invaded. I'd bet money on it. And Canada right now, I live in Canada, so I can speak from here. We had a global march today. Everybody all across the planet, across Canada, was marching. There was a situation in Nova Scotia where they tried to grab this guy, and the guy shook off the police, and he ran, and the police chased him, and the police fell down. That was kind of funny. And anyway, he got away. Point is, we're fighting battles, and we need to keep fighting these battles, but we have to be a lot more smarter than what we're doing in fighting these battles. And we have to take this to a UN court. Eventually, this is where it's all going to go, because the respective governments of the planet, they'll cave. They'll all cave. The governments that don't cave, you've seen what happened in Africa. You know, Africa. You know, the guys with the suntan down there, you know, they got that little suntan we all try to work hard to get. They already got it naturally. They killed him. The one was a scientist. Tanzania. They killed him. So unless you're a government like Russia, or a government like Iran that's buried in the belly of Russia so that nobody's going to invade you, because if the fighting gets past your country and winds up in Russia, that can bring Russia into the game. You know, unless you have a nuclear bomb, unless you have a high-powered hypersonic missile, unless you've got a high-powered electromagnetic discharging unit to discharge anything that might be in your airspace, unless you've got some super high power technology that can keep everybody away from you, or if they come at you, you have a dead man switch to be able to throw at them, then everyone will eventually cave in. So you have to understand that in order for us to take Canada back, we have to remove the people that are in power. And we would have to really fortify our country's defense mechanisms that we have today and hope that we don't have any infiltrators within the military. Because this will be the only way. They are going to kill whoever they're going to kill. They are going to take out whoever they're going to take out. And There is no solution unless everybody's behind it. The only way this will be averted in Canada is if everybody gets on board and we break away. And one by one, they have locked down every province. They have, I mean, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't travel to this province, you can't. And each province has a dictator now. That has to be removed. They all have to be removed. Especially the one in Alberta. That one needs to be tried heavily. Thrown in jail and throw away the key. You know, any premier that's doing what this guy is doing. And you know what? They're flagrantly breaking the laws on purpose to see first and foremost how much resistance there is. This is all a test. This is all a test. You know, and the fraud. This has all been fraudulent. On so many levels. This is to allow the UN to get the foothold they need in global governance, and they're blaming the fact that because there was such a divergence of different systems out there that it impeded their ability to stop this from breaking out the way it did. It's all bullshit. All bullshit. There was never nothing there in the first place other than the flu. And yet they manifested this deception to such a great length that the majority of the people fell for this. Now the majority of the people are going to fall for something else. It's called death. You know, if the doctor's report that I got today, and I don't remember where I got it from, I had, because I went and did my march, and I was reading it before I went to the march. 4,200 people a day are dying from being injected. 120,000 plus a month. And yet, CBC doesn't talk about this. They propagate programs to say, oh, disinformation, oh. And then proceed to create some sort of staged, generated depiction of what they think is a play or a movie or TV show, you know, a sitcom, a staged sitcom. So what they, and that's what the news does. They create a staged sitcom. They are not telling us the news. Disinformation is being hidden from the general population. They want more people to die. And the reason why they want more people to die, let's face it, if you knocked out half the population of China right now, half the population of India, half the population of the United States, Russia, and all, every country in the world, you wiped out at least half the population, because I don't believe that we have even 7 billion on the planet. I think those numbers are also fabricated. Why would I believe their model, you know, that they are using? Why would anybody believe their model? So, but if they wiped out half the population, it would be a lot easier to govern those people, because now you can bring in a military presence that they can't resist. That's what that would be all about. See, you got to remember, the numbers that they're basing it on is basing it on a model. And the problem with a model is this: you cannot have all the criteria required to get an accurate number, because there's always variances in models that you can't compensate for. They're talking about 65 million people dying. Now, even if you looked at that from the scope of 7 billion, if that number is even real, that's probably par for the course for the planet on an annual basis. When you sit there and look at the big picture of everything that's killing everybody, which, by the way, only thing that's killing anybody today is the vaccine that has taken over. That's the number one killer. Think of 120,000 a month. You know, cancer doesn't kill that many people. Neither does diabetes. Neither does any kind of autoimmune disorder, sexual transmitted diseases. Nothing. Even the regular flu doesn't kill that many people. But the vaccine does. Why is it that the FDA didn't approve it and is not going to approve them? And yet now Pfizer's going to say, well, the shots are going to go up from $19 a needle to $170 a needle, or whatever they're going to charge. And yet they're not approved. Like I said, the whole thing stinks to high heaven of deception and manipulation. A lie. So, it's something that, again, to give you a perspective. Now, this is another thing that's interesting. This is for the Canadians, okay? For Canadians. In America, OSHA has declared that if an employer enforces a vaccination program to occur in a work environment, the employer, not employee, the employer is subject and liable if anything goes wrong with the person getting the injection in order to maintain or get their job. Imagine that. Now, I don't know if the employers are then going to lay everybody off and bring people that have been vaccinated. I don't know. But they cannot force a vaccine policy in America, and we should be looking at that in Canada to protect our workers here. Because I know Chrysler is probably going to try to mandate something like that over here in Canada. And we got a lot of other places where they may mandate the fact that if you have an employee, you have to make sure they get vaccinated. Well, I'm not going to be held liable for somebody else for a untested technology or a technology that has been causing 120,000 deaths per month. Nobody should have to deal with that kind of responsibility. See, the drug companies are not liable. They're not liable. You can't sue them. You can sue the government, and the government will compensate you. But the drug companies have been given carte blanche to make whatever shit they want to make, and they can get away with it. Because that, I think it was in the 80s, the government told them that they needed to make safer vaccines, and they said there's no way they could do it, and if they forced it, they would quit making them. They should have forced it. Look where we're at today. The number one weapon of the world, the most dangerous weapon in the world, is not the Russian hypersonic missile. No. It's not the U.S. supersonic high-speed, super maneuverable jet fighter plane. No, that ain't it. It's not the drone technology. Nope. It's not the laser technology. Nope. It's a needle. With that needle and with the wrong governance, you can wipe out a whole sector of a population without batting an eye. It's clean, doesn't destroy the landscape, doesn't destroy the buildings. It just kills off whoever you don't want. Okay. So like I said, when we're looking at what's going on in the UK, they're now going after the health advisors. They're prosecuting them for fraud. We need to do that here in Canada. Every one of these health advisors and health ministers that we have in this country aren't worth a fiddler's fart. And then I heard today in Alberta, the health minister saying, well, if you're not wearing a mask, you got to get a health exemption. And you get it from, the psychiatrist, the doctor, blah, blah, blah. You know damn well their doctors are not going to write any health exemption, even if you're dying of pneumonia. And the only way you're going to get a health exemption is to go on a lawyer site that actually has a legal health exemption that you can download and utilize to get you in and out of a store. This bullshit that they're pulling in Alberta, this is an authoritarian state in the making. And these leaders that are there, all of them, every one of them, should be put on trial and throw away the frickin' key for what they're doing there. And the same would be said in Ontario, the same would be said in BC, the same would be said in any of the provinces that would enact that kind of bullshit. This is unbelievable. And this is the interesting thing in Canada, for those of you who are Canadian and are worried about wearing a boogeyman mask, the boogeyman diaper is on your face. Ooh. Nobody's died here from not wearing a mask. You ever notice, I don't wear a mask, I'm still around. I'm supposed to be dead. According to them, I should have died. Oh, the pandemic, yee-ah-hoo. I ain't seen nobody die in the street. No matter where I've gone, Windsor, Ontario, I have yet to see anybody drop dead in front of me. I'll tell you what I do see, though. I see people wearing masks. I see their eyes bugging out. I see them being oxygen deprived. I see them so paranoid that they're paranoid of being paranoid. I see this. I see some of the stupidest people I've ever seen making the dumbest comments. I see people walking down the street in the middle of a hot, sunny day like today, and they're wearing a mask. I went down by the river today to go to the protest. Guess what? I hardly saw anybody wearing a mask. Social distancing? Eh. If the more we get together, the better off we'll be. That's a song, I think. Now, I saw something today, and you know what? Whether or not it's true or not, I'm going to let you guys decide. And I want people to, if they can try this, there's a guy who got a vaccine and went and got a stud finder and put it on his arm, and he could find that the monitor was reading. Now, I don't know if he was pressing a button to make the thing go on and off. It looked like he was doing this. But if you got an EMF meter, any kind of EMF meter, check if you have been injected. And if you've not been injected, don't get injected just to do this. But check with an EMF meter, and if you are getting a reading on an EMF meter or any kind of thing that can register a magnetic field in your arm where they injected you, send me an email and your location. I don't need to know where you live per se. I don't need to know your address, but let's say you're from the United States or Canada or Europe or Asia or wherever you may be. Send me that. I'll profile that on the show. I'll put a link up where people can look at all the people who've done the test, because I'm kind of curious to see if it's being done hit or miss, or if it's just total bullshit, you know. But anyway, this is something that I saw today that I think I posted as well. So anyway, I'm looking to see others to check it out, different locations, different areas, to see if they are finding that something is in their arm. You know, and same thing, I've heard people putting magnets on their arm. Now, again, I haven't seen that. I do get the fact that there are nanoparticles that they are spraying with magnetic material that can turn into robots. That I read and researched as well. But, like I said, so we don't get caught up on some, you know, ifty-bifty kind of thing. We need to, like I said, have a clear perspective of what we're dealing with. But if that is happening, and you're getting some reaction in your arm from either an EMF or some kind of a meter that can read that, like I said, I'd be interested in you sending me a picture or a illustration or a place where you're living, a shot of your arm, and the device you used, so that I can get this out there as well, so that people can then start checking, especially those who have been injected, to see, I think I made a mistake. Perhaps I shouldn't have taken that shot. The only shot worth taking is a shot of brandy. Other than that, there's no other shot available. And this is the other stupid thing. For decades and decades and decades, we've known that vaccines have and always have been problematic, and they don't work. And yet here we are today, people lining up for kilometers or miles, bearing their arms so they can get an injection. Oh boy. Last thing I think I'm going to leave you with before I call the show is nano in the brain. Nano in the head. I talked about this years ago, that each part of the brain will have a different nano component to it that can network. Well, yeah, there's some reading for you on there to help you out. Imagine that. You have nanoparticles in the brain that are susceptible to any frequency activation. What does that do? And what happens when you put a PCR swab inside the head, just below the pineal, knowing that the brain has nanoparticulates that could be accessible for activation? What do you think? What do you think could possibly go wrong? Just a thought. So you can start reading these things. Listen to the show with Ty. We do give a lot of solutions there as well. Talk about a lot of different things that can fortify your DNA. But I also emphasize there are things that can actually fortify your DNA, but it doesn't mean that your DNA cannot be assaulted or taken over or impacted by a rogue program that can affect you. So you have to be on your game. The DNA creates a lot of functions. One of them is to trigger an immune response when your body gets assaulted. You want to make sure that's functioning. You know, and so by taking things that are supportive of the DNA and regenerates the DNA and can repair the strands in the DNA, there's lots there that can do that. But you got to remember, once this accesses your DNA, it takes it over. And now is running you on a totally different program. So remember that. There are things that can protect and things that won't. There are things that can support, things that can help prevent, and then there are things that just makes you more resistant to being taken over. But like I said, we are not dealing with a virus, we're not dealing with a bacterium, we're dealing with an operating system. And they've all said this, every one of them, if you've been paying attention. Alrighty, I'm going to let it go at that. I always talk at the end of these shows, you know, read your Gospels, read the Bible, read what Jesus had to say. It's important and imperative that you do get a good understanding of that reality. You know, That might be the only hope some of you will ever really see, and so it might be worthwhile for you to read it. You know, read the Gospels, read the Revelations, read and let it sink in. Allow it to upload into your system. You know, you got to remember, you've been dealing with a matrix programming all your lives. So it's time maybe to get an upgrade. You know, get the God program. Hey, give it a go. You might find that to be far, far better. Because this matrix program is going into the abyss, and you can see that happening as well. Okay, on this site as well, you got all kinds of people there. So I'm going to start off with Ty. He's on there, so he's got a link already. I'll probably put this show on there as well for you guys all to check out. You got Shy, you got Yanni, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Deanna, you got Liberty, you got Catherine, you got Brian, you got myself. You know, everybody there is trying to do their best to give you whatever they can give you. So help out anybody you can. Do the best you can in helping. If you don't have anything financial to contribute, fine. Share the link. Share the information. Share it with everybody you can. Alrighty. So on that note, I always say at the end of these shows, by the grace of God, we're still here. So on that note, till the next segment, to your health. Take care.